Today marks the six-month anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. It's a day of remembrance, dedications, moments of silence, and prayers. Photographer Joel Meyerowitz has been creating an archive of his photos taken at Ground Zero, documenting the aftermath of the attack and the process of recovery. He started going to Ground Zero just a few days after the attacks, received a special permit to take pictures there, and has been spending several days a week there ever since. He's creating an archive of his Ground Zero photos for the Museum of the City of New York. Some of those photos are now touring the world in an exhibition sponsored by the State Department Bureau of Educational and Cultural Affairs and the museum. Meyerowitz left New York to tour with the exhibition 1 week ago. Before we hear from him, let's listen back to a brief excerpt of the interview we recorded last October. He described the view the night of September 24th when he walked through and climbed the stairs of the World Financial Center, which was opposite the South Tower.
In every place that we passed, you could see the record of flight, which was, in some way, what it reminded me of was Pompeii. When you go to Pompeii and you see what happened when the lava came down and stopped people in the ordinariness of their lives. You know, now all is revealed in some way. And this dust encrusting everything showed you, you know, books that were open and wallets left on desks and people's possessions, their coats, whatever they left behind when they fled was all there, encrusted in this, entombed in this dust. The roof itself was littered in about a foot deep of papers and chairs and pieces of metal that had flown off of the World Trade Center. The cladding, the aluminum cladding, went flying through the air and wound up in these ribbon masses. Venetian blinds and curtains and I came across, it was a bottle of, some mineral water, and it was standing upright. I mean, and where did it come from? It must have flown out of some window and landed vertical in this mass. But when I got to the edge and I looked down, it was lit as if by stadium lighting. So you could see the masses of metal just dripping over every structure that was there was this spaghetti-like, bird's nest-like, swamp-like mess of wiring and metal. And I tell you, it takes your breath away.
Photographer Joel Meyerowitz recorded last October. He's now touring with the State Department-sponsored exhibition of his Ground Zero photos. This week, the show is opening in Rome, Dar es Salaam, Panama, and Paris. It's already opened in London, Manila, and Istanbul. I called him in Istanbul on Friday and asked him to describe some of his recent Ground Zero photos.
The image that seems to be the most iconic one for me and the most consistent one is that of a fireman with a rank. Sometimes you see three or four men standing there. They look like shepherds leaning on their staffs. And the grappler comes along and grabs a mouthful of stuff and sifts it for them. And the firemen walk in and start raking, hoping to look for or find a purse, or a shoe, a ring, something that might identify the remains of someone and give some comfort to a family. I did see, just about 10 days ago, the discovery of $11 million in cash from the Bank of America's vault on the 11th floor of the North Tower. They found it four stories below ground, and it was burst open. And the image was almost a surreal one. It was dusk, and there were about 12 policemen lying and sitting in the rubble, reaching in and pulling out fistfuls of dollars and yen and lira and stuffing it into laundry bags. And there was something about it that was almost hilarious, the way these guys were going about it. They each had a cigar, chomping on a cigar and stuffing money in bags.
Did you get photos of that?
Yeah, I photographed all of the discovery, and then finally all dozen police officers held the bags up against their chests proudly displaying $11 million worth of money that they had to trade in real fast while before the euro was completely established.
Is there anything you find most surprising about how the site of the World Trade Center has been transformed ever since September 13th when you got there?
I think what's amazing to me about the whole place is the determination on the part of everyone who works in there, the devotion that they show about cleaning the site out and making it ready or completing it so that the next time they can begin to build, the site has had some peace in it. It has gone from a smoking pile six stories high to this vast empty space, which is astonishing to stand on the edge of and look across.
How did the State Department decide to tour an exhibit of your photos?
Well, you could say that your program is responsible for that. So many people heard our interview, and someone at the State Department picked up on it and thought that these photographs might be just the thing for them to tour, as they said, to our friends and enemies alike. And so I was contacted by Brian Sexton of the State Department, Bureau of Educational and Cultural Affairs, and he came to visit with Undersecretary Harrison and staff, and they looked at lots of the work from the first 2 months only, and together we chose 27 photographs. And they're now going out around the world to 27 different countries.
Now, you said the State Department thought that this would be good to tour to our friends and enemies. What are they hoping this exhibit will do for our enemies?
I think that what they anticipate is that by showing that this event really happened, that there is the aftermath, that it wasn't some Hollywood, fake, that it will show people that we suffer, too, and that we're recovering from this, and that there are people who are humanitarian in the way that they're going about repairing the damage.
As we record this, you're in Istanbul, Turkey. Turkey's an Islamic country. This is the first Islamic country that this exhibit has gone to. What kind of questions are you being asked about the show?
Well, so far, they've been softball questions that really are about what were my emotions like down there, what does the site make me, think of, how has it affected people in New York? There have been no political questions, and I haven't been given any protocols on the part of the State Department in ways to answer anything. It's been a relatively free-handed relationship.
Are you expecting somebody to say to you, well, sure, we don't really quite believe the story because it was actually a Jewish conspiracy? Didn't you hear that no Jew showed up at the World Trade Center that day? And by the way, Joel Meyerowitz, isn't that a Jewish name? Are you expecting to hear that?
I would imagine that that would be possible in the Islamic countries. It certainly wasn't a question I received in London at all through the various correspondents that interviewed me, but it wouldn't surprise me here.
What are the photographs that are getting the biggest response so far?
The photographs that people are astonished by the complexity of the pile. But frankly, it's the human activity down there, the collections of men who are searching in the rubble or relaxing after their work. There's one single image of a fireman who was wounded on the day of the attack and who's come back in a wheelchair, and he's rolled himself up to a barricade and he's looking over the barricade into the pile. And something in his posture tells it all. And for some reason, that picture gets people kind of weepy.
My guest is photographer Joel Meyerowitz. He's traveling to several countries with a State Department-sponsored exhibition of his photos of Ground Zero. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is photographer Joel Meyerowitz. He's been documenting life at Ground Zero ever since a few days after the attacks. He's now traveling to several countries with a State Department exhibition of his photos. We called him Friday in Istanbul. The first time we spoke about your photos at Ground Zero, you told us that a search and rescue team had taken you under their wing and that they were helping get you to kind of secretive hidden places within Ground Zero that were hard to get access to. What's your relationship with them now?
Interestingly enough, we speak to each other almost daily. They've been removed from their work at Ground Zero because they're needed elsewhere in Manhattan and New York. They are the arson and explosion squad, so they're constantly being challenged in other ways. But we talk to each other by cell phone almost every day, and two of them came with me to Washington last week and were cited by Colin Powell for their efforts in Ground Zero and for their making the whole job possible for me. So, in fact, I think one of them is being sent on part of the tour down to South America.
Are you worried about having inhaled fumes for so long? Because you, like the firefighters who were there and the other rescue workers, have just been inhaling a lot of fumes from the burning pile.
Yes, I am concerned somewhat about my own health. I mean, in the early days, the masks that were given out were not the most protective ones. And there was a tendency on clear, fresh days to take it off because working with it on for 4 or 5 hours at a time was terrible. I mean, you just were sweating inside of it. It was actually hard to breathe. Got dizzy sometimes. So I certainly took it off. But, you know, I wasn't there on a round-the-clock basis the way some of those other workers were there. I mean, I know guys who were there 50 days straight, spending 10, 12 hours a day. And every one of them, when they were removed from the site, got sick one way or another, mostly respiratory illnesses.
Yeah. Well, you've been at Ground Zero since September, and now you're touring to cities around the world with the exhibit of your photos from Ground Zero. I'm wondering what it's like for you to be going to all these other cities after having been focused for so long on the rubble at Ground Zero?
Well, I tell you, taking the break is a welcome change. And yet, here today in Istanbul, we were met by a bunch of people from the embassy of Turkish descent, and they were telling us about the earthquake 2 years ago that killed 40,000 people and how the efforts to recover the dead there, you know, reminded them of what we've been going through in New York. So here was a chance to share in national tragedy in a surprising way. I hadn't expected that. And also, interesting to say sharing, because in London, the Museum of the City of London put up a show adjacent to mine of the Blitz photographs from World War II. And they were so incredibly close to my photographs. Same attending to the dead, the same hosing down the smoking structures. I mean, it was eerie in a few instances to see that the photographs were almost exactly the same.
Well, Joel, I wish you good travels with your exhibit, safe travels, and thank you for talking with us.
Thank you very much, Terry.
Photographer Joel Meyerowitz, an exhibition of his photos of Ground Zero, is traveling to several countries in a tour sponsored by the State Department Bureau of Educational and Cultural Affairs and the Museum of the City of New York. Our talk was recorded Friday from Istanbul, where his exhibit has already opened.